And we about to get this
Blog
thing off.
Talk
so let's go. Every therapy is a son. All right, hold on. Hold on. You know how it is. You know how we do. Here we are. Bringing another show to you today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We are talking about just because it started out that way. You know how many of us put a lot of stock in how things start off. You know, we always say that we want to get off to a good start. We know that a good start makes an impression. A good start can make or break a whole lot of things and make the difference in how you will approach something, how you will feel about something going forward, and how much energy you might put into it to make it as good as it can be for yourself or for others or for whatever goal or target that you're looking for. So the thing about getting off to a good start is that sometimes it can be a little deceptive. Sometimes it doesn't tell the whole story. You know how things can get off to a good start. People, what they say, people show their representative in the beginning. They don't show their real selves. Even though I don't subscribe to that theory, I understand it. I overstand it. I totally get it. So, you know, whenever we are interested in something and we see the benefit of something, we want to get off to a good start. We want to show whoever is in charge or whoever is soliciting this that we are worthy of being a part of this. And we may also be looking to find that out for ourselves when we take on a new endeavor or something like that. But we want to get off to a good start. The thing is, sometimes people put so much stock into getting off to a good start or the beginning that the whole time that they are part of something, all they talk about is how it was in the beginning. All they talk about is how things were when. Couples go through this a lot. Well, I remember so much in the beginning. I want to get back to what we were. I miss us. I miss us. I miss us. If you hear some people talk about it, you would think that they always got off to a good start or things were always so great in the beginning. And I know for a fact that things aren't always perfect in the beginning. I've had to work through some things, and you probably had to work through some things when it comes to any experiences that you've had in your life. So we're going to talk about that today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm sorry I wasn't here yesterday. I'm getting some work done in the house and on the house. And, yesterday it wasn't possible. You know, contractors in here doing their thing. Place was really, really a mess. Trying to get things together, and it's going to come together. But there's major work that I had to get done in the house. And, you know, you know how you think that something is small. You don't think that you're going to have to do a lot in order to repair a situation. Like, basically, you think you're dealing with a quick fix, a quick, easy fix. And then you find out later on that, this is a little bit more than I thought it was going to be. So that's the situation that prevented us from having a show yesterday. But I said, well, really, I needed to clean up so much today that I thought about not doing the show today. But I said, nah, son, let's go ahead and knock it out. And I have the rest of the day to go ahead and get things together. So, you know, we talk about the beginning of things, like the beginning of things were always perfect. I've had to work through some things that weren't good in the beginning. Have you ever had a job? Have you ever started off with a job that you were unsure about? You know, like even maybe when you took the job, you weren't expecting a lot because maybe the job didn't pay a lot. Maybe you took the job just to lay you over and tide you over until you got another job, a better job. Maybe you were waiting on a job. I don't know if you've ever taken a job when you had multiple job prospects out there. So you may have taken a position because you needed money, you know, it happens, but you may not have had any faith in that job. And maybe when you got on that job, you thought to yourself, yeah, I'm not going to be here very long because it wasn't good in the beginning at all. But we don't always talk about that. You know, we talk so much about how great things were in the beginning. Now, you may have had a job before where they paid, they seemed like they looked out for the employee so much. You know, there used to be, it seems, employee-friendly jobs out there. So they didn't seem to be such a money-grubbing organization. They didn't seem to be such a greedy outfit. They didn't seem to be such a business-centered type of business. They seemed like they cared about people. They would work with people. They made accommodations for their employees. And you know, as time went on, those types of jobs became less and less. Maybe when you started working at your job 20 or 30 years ago, maybe even 10 or 15 years ago, they had all of these plans that seemed to benefit the worker. So you could take off. Maybe they gave you a lot of time off. Maybe they even had some special days or some special benefits that were really employee friendly. Maybe if you worked on a union job, maybe the union was really looking out for you. And just to be quite honest, maybe it seemed like you didn't even really have to work that much because the union was always sticking up for people. And as time went on, maybe the union didn't seem so attentive to their members, and maybe they didn't look out for them so much, and maybe people actually got fired, and the process of them getting terminated was sped up and things like that. So maybe, I'm just saying, there are times when the beginning was great, and there may have been times when the beginning wasn't so great. You know, there may have been, if you've ever worked at a job where you consider quitting that first day, like you went home that day and said, I'm not coming back. Or maybe you worked for a whole week and you said, yo, after this weekend, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. I can't go back in there. I'm sorry. I can't go back up in there. That ain't the place for me. It happened. And so we probably try to put as much thought into the decisions that we make as possible, especially in the beginning, because we know that a lot of times in the beginning, that's all it's going to be. That's all you want to be able to rock out with. I know from changing jobs so frequently since 2017, I know that with these jobs, you got to get what you want up front. Maximize the money that you can get up front. People who work on jobs for a long time don't know that. They've lost that. You know what I mean? You may think that you're worth a lot of money, and you may be. But when you go to another job, you may think that your reputation precedes you because of your resume, the interview, and, you know, you've really sold yourself. But thinking that jobs are just going to give you a bunch of money, you know, right out the gate or pay you your worth, ain't going to happen. So what you have to do is you have to make sure that you negotiate and sell yourself to the point where you refuse to take the little bit that they give you. Reason being is that after you sign off on your contract of the offer that they made to you, you ain't going to be able to come back next week, next month and be like, well, you know, when I signed that contract, I didn't know it would be this much work, and I've really outperformed my original contract, and I've gone over and above the call of duty with my work performance and stuff like that. So I think we need to go back to the table to renegotiate. Yeah, it sounds good, but guess what's going to happen? They're going to be like, we understand how you feel, and, you know, somebody like you is definitely performing like an asset to this organization, and we want to keep you, but you're going to have to wait now. You know, we can't justify giving you a raise or a promotion when you've only been working here for a month or two. And here's the thing about that. Even though you feel like you're the best thing that ever came on that job, they've seen people like you before. I know our ego tells us that we the best at our job and that, you know, and don't let us be one of those people who know our job so good that we are training people and teaching people who have been there for years, maybe even our supervisors and managers and stuff like that. Please don't let it be a situation like that, because then your ego and your arrogance is probably going to be out of check, out of control, unmanageable, and now you are acting so arrogant that you're not even sounding like a team player anymore. Everything is I. And you signed up for we, us. But anyway, it's going to be hard for you to get things shorter down the line. Shorter down the line. I mean, down the line, but not a long time down the line. I mean, a short way down the line, maybe 90 days, 6 months. Yeah. So, in the beginning, that's your shot. But it doesn't mean that just because you get the money that you wanted to in the beginning, it doesn't mean that the work conditions are going to be suitable for you in the beginning. And they may not be. They just may not be. So we're going to talk about the beginning of things, getting off to a good start. That's what we're talking about today. On the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, so let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun, 752, with this, the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Sunday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sunday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So we are talking about the way that it used to be in the beginning. We're talking about beginnings. Having so much faith in the beginning. We always talk about the beginning of things. When we started off, oh, me and you was lovers. What we started off, we loved so much each other. When we started off, everything was kind of soft. Everything we got our stuff off. I couldn't wait to see you. You couldn't wait to see me. We would get together and call sparks, and I would be together with you from the morning time when the sun came up till it got dark, and it got dark late. We met in the summer. You know, everything that we did was just summer. The best thing I ever saw in my life. I wanted you to be my wife. Only 9 days, we was in purple haze, and I couldn't get away from you. I was crazed, and I was all in love, and I never could shove myself away from you, and I wanted to do you, and I miss you. Couples always talking about how things were in the beginning. I miss us. Why does it always start off like that? Are you mean to tell me that none of y'all ever started off a relationship that you had questions about? Like, I don't know about this. I don't know about this. I think that she's cute, but I don't know about this. I don't know about this. I think he's a good. I don't know about this. I don't know about this. I got me some questions. I don't know about this. I don't know about this. You got 3 baby fathers. I don't know about this. I don't know about this. You got 5 baby mamas. I don't know about this. I don't know about this. He don't live with himself. I don't know about this. Yeah. I'll never see her kids. They always over they mama house. And I don't know about it. I be asking her, but I don't know about it. She always got a reason. Says that she works all the time, but she always got time for me. And I'm wondering how it's really going to be. I don't know about shorty. She seems kind of strange, she seems kind of shady, but she makes me feel kind of good. But I've been through the ringer of relationships, and I ain't trying to get this where I stood. And I'm showing her where I stand. I can't be a man, and I'm going to always do that. But I ain't trying to get with no kid and no girl who ain't got nothing but the cat to offer. I'm a softer nigga. No, I'm kind of hard, but I ain't trying to be that way with her. Think that a lot of things that have gone on are worse than that could occur. I don't know. It ain't always sweet in the beginning. But we will remember the beginning. If it wasn't sweet in the beginning, you'll remember that. You know, and we say things like, yeah, in the beginning, I knew that, you know, such and such wasn't forthcoming. Maybe they lied a little bit. Maybe you know. I don't know if y'all have ever dealt with somebody that was messing with somebody else and they told you that it wasn't really like that. For example, you meet a woman. I'm going to use a woman for this example because I've seen this. You meet a woman and, you know, she seems to be all into you and all of that. And you ask her where she lives and she tells you where she lives, but what she might be hesitant to tell you is that she still lives with her man or she still lives with a baby father. Oh yeah, but we not together no more. You know, the intimate part of our relationship has been gone for a long time, and I'm just looking for another place. Or I didn't want to give up my house. My name is on the deed. It's my house, and I'm not trying to let him, you know, skate off with the house. It could have been ex-spouse situation. I've seen that too. Where it was like, no, I'm not giving up the crib. I've seen that with women and men. But in, you know, not going too far so fast. Yeah, you might meet a chick that tells you that she lives with a man, but, you know, they sleep in separate rooms. Ain't no sex going on. There ain't been none of that going on for a long time. They basically just roommates now. So you're like, okay, can you have company? Well, yeah, I mean, I could have company, but I don't want to be disrespectful. Well, how are you disrespecting somebody that you're not with? If they're essentially just a roommate. Now, look, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to come over the crib. Ain't no way I'm going into no situation like that. You know what I mean? But you might try to see where somebody's head is. So it's like, so y'all not together, but y'all can't have company. So it's a situation where you'll always have to come over my crib. Now, what if I don't live alone? I mean, I do, but what if I didn't? What if I don't say that I do? Now, you see, just like she may not be telling me the whole story, I may not be telling her the whole story. So, but we take a lot of this in the beginning things into account. But this is showing you right out the gate, that people aren't always the best that they could be in the beginning. People aren't always honest in the beginning. People aren't always loving in the beginning. Have you ever dated somebody in dated somebody and you really had to get to know them? I ain't gonna lie. I put a lot of stock into how a woman acts in the beginning, because really, if you don't act like you into me or like I'm just another, you know, like you just dating around, I'm like, all right, well, you know, how is it? I get it, but I'm just, you know, not trying to be just something to do, even if I'm only looking for something to do. Yeah, it's weird, but niggas like me understand me. But it may have taken you two or three dates to get it together. Have you ever dealt with somebody who wasn't very good over the phone? They weren't y'all didn't have good phone conversations. But maybe when y'all were in person, everything was good. Have you ever experienced anything like that? And those might have been things that you had to work out in the beginning. And those aren't the things that you're going to say that you miss. But those might be things that you forget about. You might forget about the rocky start when you actually wanted to be with somebody from the beginning. But it wasn't happening the way that you wanted it to happen. Maybe you have control issues and you was trying to get control of the situation, but they weren't allowing you to get control of them. And that might have been having you like, well, maybe this ain't the one. Maybe they ain't really feeling me. Maybe. It happens. What up, Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita? And Stacy White, thanks for coming on through. Appreciate you. And Care Bear, I appreciate y'all coming in here. Yeah. The way things were in the beginning. You know, we be talking about the beginning, baby. We be talking about the beginning. It ain't always sweet in the beginning. Sometimes, but it's good to get off to a good start. But when we say just because things started out that way, we have to remember that, yeah, just because things start off a certain type of way doesn't mean that that's the way that it's going to be forever. And it's easy for us to forget that. So, you know how we like to say that the way that you got them is what you got. Whatever you did to get them is what you got to do to keep them. Is what you have to do to keep them. And y'all know we've gone over this kind of thing before. Where your mindset is at the beginning of something is not always where your mindset is going to be at the end or during the process in the middle, because you know the middle is the biggest part. Just because things started off that way, it doesn't mean that that's the way it's going to be forever. So we can say that whatever you did to get them is what you have to do to keep them. When you really think about what you had to do to get a person, like, do you really have to do that to keep them? Like, more than likely, you got somebody with your looks and personality. That's how you got them. Now, you showed them that all that old other shit after you got them. But you got them with your looks and your personality. You didn't have sex with them when you first got them. You didn't cook for them and clean for them and do domestic chores for them or whatever. Let's say domestic duties for them. Dude, you probably didn't, you know, just hand over your wallet when you first met her. You know, you wined and dined her because of her looks and her personality. You wanted to do that. But you probably already had her because of her looks and her personality, and because of your looks and your personality too. But you put the extra sauce on it. You make sure you seasoned your personality up. You showed what you were made of, what you could do, how you could swing it out here. You made sure that you raised your stock, increased your value, showed your worth. So I'm thinking that your presentation was probably what you did to keep them. I mean, to get them. So do you have to keep presenting yourself in order to keep them? Now, there are some dudes out here who make promises out the gate. There really are. There are plenty of men out here that be talking about, well, you know, there are things I could do for you if you give me a chance. I can do some things for you. You know, I can make life easier for you. You know, I'm here. I'm a helper man. I'm a good man. I was raised to blah, 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 blah. There are plenty of men who present themselves and put themselves out just like that from the beginning. Like, they waste no time letting you know, like, look, the trick game is in effect. You ain't got to convince me. You ain't got to trick me into this. You ain't got to kick no game. Well, in those situations, these might be where we say what you did to get them is what you have to keep doing to keep them, because you messed around and got with a gold digger. So it really is all about that money. But that's not to say that just because somebody liked you because of your money, that doesn't mean that they don't grow to fall in love with you, because I've seen it happen. You led with the cash, but that's not necessarily always going to be in play. Maybe in the beginning you had a bunch of cash, or you was flashing somebody else's money, driving somebody else's car, living in somebody else's crib, showing somebody else's swag. It happens. So is that the kind of beginning you want? Is that the kind of start you want to get off to? So when we say just because things started off that way, doesn't mean that they're going to stay that way. It's true. It's true. If you started off lying to somebody in order to get them because you didn't think that you would get them otherwise, do you have to continue doing that in order to keep them? Sad state of affairs if that's what you think, because it actually may be the way that you think, and that may be the situation. What y'all know? Let's see. Carol says there's no I in team. Yeah, them jobs will let you know. There's no I in team. But there is an I in mine. There is an I in mine. Stacey White says, selfless. And she says, that's why he always loves me. Okay, God blesses me like that too. Okay. Carol says, everything changes. Nothing is guaranteed to stay the same. Nothing stays the same, period. As far as I'm concerned, guarantee or no guarantee. You can't. The hardest thing to do is stay the same. It's almost impossible. And in a job situation, you don't want things to stay the same. Do you want to make the same money 15 years later that you made in the beginning? I don't care if you was making $1 million in 2023. In 2038, you're going to want to make $1.5 million, $2 million, you know, something. You want to increase. You don't want to stay right where you are. But I guess we spend so much time thinking, talking about and concentrating on when things were this and that and third and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, when you start off a job, maybe the job conditions weren't all that great in the beginning. You want them to stay that way? Maybe they were promoting people that didn't deserve to be promoted. You want it to stay that way? I know this. When it comes to paying your taxes, I bet you want those to change all the time. And they do change. They normally go up. Sometimes they come down. We don't have any control over it, though, do we? We don't have any control over it, do we? Let me ask y'all this, man. You know, speaking of taxes, let me ask y'all real quick. How many of y'all out there have done independent contractor work? How many of y'all have done independent contractor work? And do you appreciate it? Do you appreciate having to do your taxes at the end of the year and really, really do your taxes at the end of the year? Not just working out the numbers of your dependents and your deductions based on money that has already been deducted from your check because you work at a conventional job. I'm talking about when you're going to have to actually pay your taxes based on your expenses, your business practices, your income, you know, because a lot of people don't want the responsibility of having to deal with the tax code, learning that, and sometimes having to pay money out. But then again, a lot of people love being independent contractors because you get all of your money. You get all of your money, you know? Whereas you work at a job and they say they pay you $18 an hour, you're not going to see 18 times 8 hours or $18 times 40 hours on your check. You're not going to see that. They're going to take the taxes out of your money before you ever see it. So your gross pay is one thing and your net pay is another thing. And I don't know too many people that love their net pay as much as they would love to see their gross pay. But when you're an independent contractor, you see your gross pay. You get your gross pay. But the thing is, you have to take on the responsibility of paying your taxes, maybe hiring an accountant or, you know, somebody who knows what they're doing. So you don't wind up having to pay exorbitant amounts of money at the end of the year. Because you know you already spent that money that you got. Ain't no money like independent contractor money as far as I'm concerned. Because more than likely you are getting what you work, what you're worth. More than likely. Not all the time. Because it's dependent on your client base and how things are set up for you. You know, anything can go left. All right. Carol says, that would be a no. You've never done any, you know, Carol, I'm surprised. You know what I'm surprised about? Because as good as you are at baking, I'm surprised you never did that on the side. And maybe you have. Maybe I should have just asked you if you ever worked under the table, because you have. So if you work under the table, you're an independent contractor. So I know you've worked in a few bars and taverns, and you done pulled up a bunch of drinks. Well, I know they didn't take no taxes out on you. So that's an independent contractor. Just because there is no written contract, it doesn't mean or absolve you from being an independent contractor. So basically, I'm asking you, have you ever worked under the table? Because you are an independent contractor when you work under the table. And you never know how much, or should I say, you never know if the person that you are working under the table with has submitted your name to the IRS. But you will find out. You will find out, you know. Stacy says, sometimes you remind your love how they got your attention. Carol says, people don't want to pay for my cakes, and I know they're quality cakes. Who don't want to pay? And they are quality cakes. But I think you've probably given so many cakes away. It's hard to get a person to start paying that was getting it all for free, which goes right into the narrative what we're talking about. Just because things started off that way, it doesn't mean they're going to stay that way. Just because your rent is super affordable when you moved in there, it don't mean it's going to stay that way. You know how many tenants have been pissed off because they got a rent increase? Like when I moved in here, I was only paying $600 a month, and I always paid on time, and I never missed a payment. And I, yeah, well, now it's going up to $800. Can you pay it? And it may have shot up to $800 the next year on the lease. So you got a nice little year, $600. Now you up to $800. You think it's going to stay at 800? No, it's not. It's not. Even though this was a long time ago, and it's hard believing that it was a long time ago, but in 1998, when I first got Eagles season tickets, that shit was $230 for the season. $230. $230. Now, it's damn near $1,200. So 25 years, that shit crept and crept and crept. So it was probably the most affordable ticket at the time or close to it. Because I went to a Redskins game one time at FedEx Field. Is it called FedEx? Yeah, at FedEx Field. That ticket was expensive, and it wasn't no closer than where I am at the link. And I'm looking at this stadium like, this ain't even a quality stadium. And to park, you had to park in the stadium, you had to get a season ticket parking pass. So they were selling tickets to be able to park. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, this was all the way back in like 2000 and this was definitely before 2010. Absolutely. And I know this because me and my baby brother We went to the game, and my baby brother went back down south, I want to say in 2009, for sure. I'm wondering if he really went back in 2008. But by 2009, he was definitely officially back down south to stay. He ain't been back. And you know what? Speaking of not being back, he was saying he was only going down there for a minute. 2009, now it's 2023, that's 14 years. Oh, I'm about to come back. Yeah, just because things started off that way doesn't mean blah, 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 blah. All right, but getting back to that FedEx Field thing, yeah, they were scalping parking passes. And this is like near the end of the season. So there weren't a whole lot of parking passes, you know, to be sold. But I remember the parking was like $40. In 2007, 2008, I ain't paying that shit. That was unheard of where I come from. But that's how much more expensive it was down in D.C. Can you imagine what they parking passes cost now? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And the ticket was like $110. That was nowhere near what I was paying. Nowhere near it. It might have been almost double what I was paying. Almost. If it wasn't, it was at least $50 more. $40 to $50 more. For sure. So, saying all that to say that just because things start out a certain type of way doesn't mean that they're going to go that's the way it's going to be. Every time the Eagles do well, they raise the ticket prices. No bullshit. You know, they went to the Super Bowl this year. You think, did I think that those tickets was going to be the same? No. You're going to pay for that success. You're going to pay for their success. So, just because things start off that way doesn't mean that they're going to stay that way. So how much stock are we putting in to the way things start out? What are we saying, y'all? What are we saying? And if y'all would be so kind, maybe y'all could tell me about a situation that you have started off and you thought that it was going to be that way forever, for a long time. You know, when we're younger, especially when we're younger, we get in our relationships, man. Don't let that shit start off well. We be thinking, all right, we going to be together forever. You know, this is my baby. You know, she look out for me. I look out for her. You know, we together forever. We going to carve our names in a tree. Look, you know what I mean? Omar and her together forever. Omar and her. That was a real name. Omar and her. Omar and her. Omar and her. Omar. Omar and her. Things don't stay the same. They be changing, baby. They got to change. You know they gonna change. Of course they gonna change. Carol says, thank you, Omar. I really appreciate it. Listen, I tasted it. It was good. Yeah, from $230 to $1,200. Well, no, did I pay $1,200? Each payment... Yeah, it was 300 times 4. 1,200. That's what I pay now. 1,200. Shit. I'm on a payment plan. It starts in like March, and you pay up to like July. $300 each. Now, the good part about it is there's no interest. It's just $300 until you get to the 12. But is it going, if and when the Eagles do well this year, you, is it going to be 1200 next year? 1250, 1300. You can afford it. You know why we know you can afford it? Because you kept affording it. Look how long you've been a season ticket holder. Since 1998? We family. That seat is yours. That's your seat. And it is. So just because it started off, you know, super, super affordable, let them tell it it's still affordable. If you look around the NFL, and it probably is. It probably is. So he White says, my rent used to be so cheap. Not so now. Mm-hmm. I know how it be. Stacey White says, that's why I said no tattoos. When did you say that? You said that? That's right, Carrie. You owe me one. I'm looking for mine. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for mine. No, I appreciate it. But, yeah, you know, just because things start off that way. You know, we talk about... Even with our kids, the way we raise our kids, the way we rear our children, just because they started off, you know, very respectful, obedient, you know, those things will always be in them, but the way that they're going to play out is going to be different because we have to match the way that we raise them, the things that we teach them, the things that we show them, the way that we show them how to be. And the things that we show them that are important, they're gonna weigh those against their peers, people that they know, that they meet, relationships that they get in, and all that kind of stuff. So just because you started off, you ever know somebody that was really shy, really reticent, really reserved when they were younger? Then when they got a chance, when they got their chance to shine, or when they got more confidence in themselves or whatever, they started, you know, putting themselves out there. Whereas before they were maybe soft-spoken and afraid to express themselves and kind of kept their opinions to themselves. Now they're ready to get on stage, grab the mic. They're ready to grab the mic. Like, what's up? Oh, yo, no, I got something to say. Hey, what's up? Hey, yo. First of all, everybody in the back, y'all gotta quiet down. Everybody, shut up in the back. Yeah, I got this mic. And let me give a shout out to God. Let me give a shout out to the Lord, you know, the creator, because without him, none of this would be possible. But I got something I got to say to y'all. I'm dedicating this to my dad. You know, he passed a little while ago and I know he's looking over me, but listen, this is what I got to say to y'all. You know, all of that stuff that we was doing in the beginning, a lot of that's going to change. Now I know it's going to be a lot of belly aching and I know people going to be pissed off and some of y'all going to jump shit. But the ones that jump ship, I realize that y'all going to do that because y'all was never loyal from the beginning. And we looking for loyalty around here. But there's some changes that need to be made because some people ain't pulling their weight. They're not pulling their weight. Now, I sat back for a long time and just watched the whole parade go by. And I'm watching this person over here just waiting for everybody else to do the work. And this person over here, you know, doing all the work. And this person over here working whenever the wind blows, you know. So they're chill when they see somebody chilling, they work when they see somebody working. So we got to stop all this picking and choosing. Now, I know y'all ain't used to hearing me talk like this, and I might use a little profanity, and I'm going to excuse myself from the beginning. But, you know, some things have to be said, and some changes need to be made. Now, these are some of the changes that are going to be made immediately. Number one, no more latenesses. Uh-uh. We have to get here on time. None of that CP time. Y'all think that just because we are all CP that we can go on the CP time thing. Uh-uh. That's not the way the world works. So... from now on, every minute that you are late, you're going to be docked. Some of y'all might not get in. That's how we got to do it. That's how we hold it. I understand that it's an unpopular decision. Now we got to work on these absences because a lot of y'all calling out, you want to use your days. I understand all of that. You have PTO time, but this is how this is going to play out. No more using your PTO time if you call out without advance notice. So if you call out on the day that you are supposed to work, then we can't honor that. You can't use vacation days for that. You can't use a PTO day for that. Sorry. Now, if you're sick, of course, you can use it. Use your sick days. Now, I already know what some of y'all going to do. Already know what some of y'all going to do. Y'all going to call in sick. Y'all going to call in sick. But if we see y'all, if we see y'all splashing and playing and making sandcastles on social media on your sick day, it's going to be a problem. Anyway, that's right, Cal. No more 5 minutes grace time. Nope. Your grace time is before the time that you start. You got all them hours from the time you got off the day before to when you get here now. Use all the time you got up until then. Oh, hold on. And another thing. For y'all running to the store just before y'all go to work, going to the cafeteria or eating your breakfast before you get started, ass niggas. Pardon my French. That's black French. Yeah. Be ready to get started working immediately as soon as you get here. You get a 15-minute break, you get a half an hour break, and you get another 15-minute break. You don't get a 20 to half an hour break before you start working to be eating, busting it up with your coworkers, calling back home, FaceTiming. We catch y'all doing that. Problems, big problems. So when you come in here with your little platters, with your little breakfast platters, it better already be eight by the time you start. Because if I catch you in the cut or at your desk chomping away, it's going to be a problem. Sick of y'all. And no, that doesn't go for everybody, but it goes for everybody. You understand, I'm sure. Those who I'm talking to know who I am because y'all eating right now. This is your last day. Sick of this shit. Sick of them! Sixty White says, it would throw you through a loop, especially when you didn't see forthcoming what's going on with them. Okay. And she says, heartache when it comes to some of these children. What do I have in my hand? That was a microphone. You don't see that crown? That's a microphone. Y'all used to seeing it here. That's a microphone. Cal says, can I come in early and eat my breakfast? Hell yeah. You can never be too early for work, but don't try to clock in. Don't try to, we start at 7. We start at 7. Don't be trying to clock in at 6:30, 6:40. No. You can clock in as early as 6:55. If we catch you signing in at 6:52, we cutting your hands off. That's how they do it in Saudi Arabia. You stealing time. We gotta cut them hands off. You don't want to lose your cuticles. I suggest you fall in line. Girl says, glad I don't work for you. Oh, man, Carol, the people who work under me get away with so much shit. It's ridiculous. It really is. Because I mostly concentrate on getting the work done. As long as you get the work done, I know you ain't going to get a whole 8 hours of work out of nobody. It ain't like that. You'd be lucky to get 6.5. 6.5, really? With some folks. But yeah, Yeah, just because things started out a certain type of way does not mean that they're always going to be that way. Cal says that's really extreme. But you know, you hear couples talk all the time, like, you know, remember when we first got together, you were this way and you were that way, and you know, we were so happy. Well, how you know that we were both so happy? You know, we quick to throw out the word we. We so quick to throw out the word we. We were so happy. You know, ain't like we ain't had no problems. Ain't like we ain't had no issues. It's not like we ain't had no questions. It's not like we didn't want to make some changes. And the evidence that we wanted to make some changes is the fact that some changes were made. Now, we can always go back to the drawing board, go back to the negotiating table, go back to the heartfelt area. We can go over the, we can go under that gazebo where we shared our first embrace, kiss, and selfie. We was under the gazebo. We was under the gazebo. We was under the gazebo, just loving and enjoying each other. Well, we can get back to the gazebo. We can get back to the gazebo. But at the time we was loving and enjoying each other, we were also ignoring certain things that we didn't appreciate about each other. We were also not concentrating on the things that we probably should have been putting a little bit more concentration into. But we could get back to the gazebo. A gazebo. What y'all know? What you know, man? Yeah. Just because things started out this way doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be that way. That's what's up. Yeah, Carol says somebody was evidently not happy. Yeah. The beginning, you're young and uninformed a lot of times. You don't know what's going on. When you're young, when you're inexperienced in an area, you might be a little starry-eyed. You might be a little starry-eyed. Think about your favorite singer or your favorite actor. Let's do it with singers. You know why? Because actors don't have that much control over... All right, I was going to say over the scripts and over the movies that they choose, but they do have control over that. But they're going to be that with somebody else's idea. The music that they make is pretty much all of their ideas. So think about some of the musical artists that you really liked. Think about the music that they made when they were starting out. They might have been like, you might have thought that they were the best thing since sliced bread. You know, they may have just been making everything that you liked. Like their music really, really resonated with you. Maybe you felt like they were talking to you or like they were making music just for you and your situation. They were making pastor music. You know, when you go listen to the pastor, it always seems like he's talking to you or talking about you. Well, maybe that's how you felt about your favorite singer. And as that singer starts to evolve, as they start to make more music, as they start to age, mature, and develop, their music probably starts to change also. Now, there are going to be some singers that remain consistent in the way that they touched you. But some of them are going to change. They're going to be very different than what you liked before. You take a consistent artist, somebody like a Stevie Wonder. If you listen to Stevie Wonder's youngest stuff when he was little Stevie Wonder, when he was little Stevie Wonder, he was still so good that he was like a phenom. He was like a prodigy. I think it's safe to say that Stevie Wonder is a musical prodigy. No? And not just with making the music, but making really good music. Very cerebral good music also. But Stevie Wonder's music didn't stay the same. It didn't stay the same. From little Stevie Wonder going up to, you know, I want to skip all the way to Songs in the Key of Life, that album. But he had so much good stuff leading up to that. But once you got to Songs in the Key of Life, you was like, damn, this dude is godless. I'm like, this dude is, he was just like the tip of the iceberg. So when he won those Grammys and stuff for Songs in the Key of Life, you thinking like, where does he go from here? You can't outdo that. You know, years later, you got Master Blaster. So he's shown that time and time again, he could do it and do it and do it, but he didn't do it the same way. So just because he started off, all right, look at like a Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, now it's a strange thing about Michael Jackson to me, because to me, Michael Jackson left all his soul with the Jackson 5. He had his biggest hits as a solo artist, but his soulful hits, his soulful way of singing, his, like, you listen, like, they try to say that songs by the Jackson 5, like ABC and I Want You Back and all, they were bubblegum songs. I'm like, I don't see it that way. Because the lyrics, although they were being sung by young people and by a young voice, the lyrics didn't sound like they were thought of from a young person. Even if you're just talking about ABC, ABC, as easy as 1, 2, 3. He still had a lot of soul. And when you listen to some of the Jackson 5 stuff, Michael Jackson is singing the blues and he is killing it. He's killing it. When he became a solo artist, he made his biggest pop hits, but you'd be hard-pressed to find any soul. I don't care if you're talking about Lady in My Life. It's a good ballad, but it ain't a soulful ballad. Not to me, it's not. It's all right. Billie Jean, it's not soulful. It's a good song, but it's not soulful. Like when Michael Jackson was with the Jackson 5, he was singing. He was blowing them long notes. Think about it. What as an adult, when have you seen Michael Jackson or heard Michael Jackson carry a note? He didn't. Now you can say that because his voice was changing, maybe he didn't have the range that he used to be. I don't know. In the 80s, there was so much pop music and the demand for pop music, that might have been a choice. But just because he started out being real soulful doesn't mean that he was going to stay that way. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, Carol, his later music was all crossover. He didn't show what he could really do. Jackson 5 is my favorite R&B group, period. Period. Because they were fucking good. When you listen to their category, like, Michael is killing it. So the Michael Jackson with the Jackson 5, I love. The Michael Jackson solo, well, may rest in peace. But he was a weirdo. And I didn't want to hear that shit. Jackson 5 would have never done a Thriller. Thriller? Or I'm Bad. Or Want to Be Starting Something. Or Beat It. What is he talking about? I never heard a Jackson 5 song where you didn't know what they was talking about. Even they dance music. Dancing, dancing, dancing. I'm a dance machine. Do the wop. Still has soul. Do the wop. Do the wop. Michael Jackson ain't do another do the wop. I mean, it's all right, man. We about to do these birthday shout out. We about to do these birthday shout outs. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious September 24th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get Libra time. And it started off yesterday. Shout out to all my scales. Get your balance on, baby. Number one out the box, Shawanda Clark Locke. Happy birthday to you. And Sherry Cherie Nee Johnson. Happy birthday to you. And Tisha Baines, turning 48 years old today. And Sarah Sharifi Repart. Happy birthday to you. And Heidi Bebesita Bruno, turning 31 years old today. And Sherry, or should I say this, Sherelle John Anderson. I wonder if you pronounce that Sherelle. Cheryl? I don't know. Turning 46 years old today. And Monian LaDonna Brewster, turning 37 years old today. And Antoinette Smith Creer, turning 53 years old today. And Rashina Patrice, happy birthday to you. And Carla Wise, my good people, Carla Wise. And Kay Houston, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious, glorious September 24th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. Do the thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. And great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man. Just because it started out this way doesn't mean that it's going to stay that way. I said, just because things started out this way doesn't mean that they're going to stay. Just because things started out this way doesn't mean that they're going to stay that. Just because things started out this way doesn't mean it's going to stay. You got to be able to adapt to the changes that happen in any situation, because in any situation, you're going to see changes. Change it to face the strange. Changes. Watch out, all you rock and rollers. But you don't have to put all of your stock into the beginning of something. And yes, just because it started out this way doesn't mean that it's always going to be this way. And that's whether it starts off good or whether it starts off not so good. And we should be thankful for that. If things start off rocky, unsure, uncertain, and just not too comfortable, hopefully things will progress to start to pan out to be better. Better! We looking for better. Ain't we looking for better? I know I am. You are? I know. I think you are. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow for another Daily Go-Get-Emism show, but I got to put an asterisk by it because, you know, contractors are coming back tomorrow, so if this place is a war zone at 7 o'clock, I don't expect them to be here at that time, but anyway, we're going to try to make sure that we get that off, but for the time that they're going to be coming through here, But it had to be done, baby. So, Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. And for my YouTubers, you know.